From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting Super Tuesday election results pour in. Democratic U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has swept five southern states, according to media projections. Her opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders, is projected to have won his home state of Vermont. On the Republican side, businessman Donald Trump took Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Virginia, and Massachusetts, further cementing his status as the party's presidential frontrunner. Trump and Clinton were widely expected to do well in Super Tuesday nominating contests, where nearly a quarter of the delegates needed to win the Republican and Democratic nominations are at stake. The United Nations Refugee Agency warns Europe is on the verge of an explosive, self-induced humanitarian crisis. Lisa Schlein reports.
The agency reports the number of refugees and migrants in Greece in need of shelter has soared to 24,000. This, it says, includes around 8,500 people stranded near the border with Macedonia. It says the crowded conditions are leading to shortages of food, shelter, water, and sanitation. Nearly 132,000 people, half of them women and children, have made the perilous Mediterranean Sea crossing this year, exceeding the total for the first half of 2015. Almost all have landed in Greece. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The former heir apparent to Zimbabwe's long-ruling president, Robert Mugabe, has launched a new political party to challenge Mr. Mugabe's nearly four-decade-old hold on power. Joyce Mujuru announced the formation of the Zimbabwe People First Party Tuesday at a news conference in Harare. The 60-year-old Mujuru was removed as vice president in 2014. This is VOA News.